Able fin Zacharias, be a prophetis, Erebefis voice of Shobinimanamin, Goemus, Nirizichin, be a votema, Ishmini in Tetirumbi, Emma es notihi, Darius, Uo and Tetrias. So benuti shaininim shaininim tanieni tiru amin.
A reading from the
name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, amen. The prophet said the first hour of the eve of Holy Tuesday, of Holy Blessing, may his holy blessings be with us all, amen.
Reading from Zechariah the prophet, may his holy blessing be with us, amen. In the eighth month of the second year of the reign of Darius, the word of the Lord came to Zechariah, son of Berechiah, son of Addo, the prophet, saying, the Lord has been very angry with your fathers, and you shall say to them, thus says the Lord Almighty, return to me, and I will return to you, says the Lord, and do not become like your fathers, whom the former prophets accused, saying, thus says the Lord Almighty, turn from your evil ways and your evil practices. But they did not pay attention or heed me, says the Lord. Your fathers, where are they? And the prophets, will they live forever? But receive my words and my ordinance as I commanded my spirit to my servant, the prophets who overtook your fathers. And they answered and said, as the Lord Almighty determined to deal with us, according to our ways and according to our practices, thus he dealt with us. Glory be to the Holy Trinity, our God, forever and unto the ages of all ages.
Amen. Amen. The doxology of the first hour of the eve of Tuesday of Holy Blessing, may its holy blessings be with us all, amen, our Father who art in heaven.
Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. In Christ Jesus our Lord, for thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Kyrie eleison, thok tetig, nimbeon, nimbizmon, nimbeamai, shayne, amin, Emmanuel, ben noti, ben or, thok tetigon, nimbeon, nimbizmon, nimbeamai, shayne, amin, Shoy si sol varisol sok tetigom nimbi onim bizmon nimbi mai shai ne amin.
Kriyalay sol sok tetigom nimbi onim bizmon nimbi amai shai ne amin. Emmanuel ben noti ben oru sok tetigom nimbi onim bizmon nimbi amai shai ne amin. Ben shoy si sol varisol sok tetigom nimbi onim bizmon nimbi amai shai ne amin.
Kriyalay son sok tetigom nimbi onim bizmon nimbi amai shai ne amin. Manuel ben noti ben oro sok tetigom nimbi onim bizmon nimbi shai ne amin. Beshoi si sos veristos sok tetigom nimbi onim bizmon nimbi mai shai ne amin.
Kriyalay son sok tetigom nimbi onim bizmon nimbi amai shai ne amin. Emmanuel ben noti ben oro sok tetigom nimbi onim bizmon nimbi amai shai ne amin. Beshoi si sos veristos sok tetigom nimbi onim bizmon nimbi amai shai ne amin.
Kriyalay son sok tetigom nimbi onim bizmon nimbi amai shai ne amin. Manuel ben noti ben oro tok tetigom nimbi onim bizmon nimbi amai shai ne amin. Shoi si sol veristos tok tetigom nimbi onim bizmon nimbi amai shai ne amin.
Kriyalay son sok tetigom nimbi onim bizmon nimbi amai shai ne amin. Manuel ben noti ben oro tok tetigom nimbi onim bizmon nimbi amai Shaynia min bashois Isus Christos tok tatigom nembionem bizmonem biamai shaynia mi
elai son tok tatigom nembionem bizmonem biamai shayn min emmanuel pennoti penoro tok tatigom nembionem bizmonem mai shaynia min bashois Isus Christos tok tatigom nembionem bizmonem bi mai shayne mi
kriyalai son tok tatigom nembionem bizmonem bi mai shayne mi emmanuel benoti benoro tok tatigom nembionem bizmonem bi mai shayne mi bashois Isus Christos tok tatigom nembionem bizmonem bi amai shayne mi
kriyalai son tok tatigom nembionem bizmonem bi amai shayne Manuel pennoti penoro tok tatigom nembionem bizmonem bi mai shayne mi bashois Isus Christos tok tatigom nembionem bizmonem bi mai shayne mi
kriyalai son tok tatigom nembionem bizmonem bi amai shayne mi emmanuel bennoti benoro tok tatigom nembionem bizmonem bi amai shayne min bashois Isus Christos tok tatigom nembionem bizmonem bi amai shayne amin.
Thine is the power, the glory, the blessing, the majesty forever. Amen. Emmanuel, our God and King. Thine is the power, the glory, the blessing, the majesty, forever. Amen. My Lord Jesus Christ, thine is the power, the glory, the blessing, the majesty, forever.
لك القوة والمجد والبركة والعزة إلى الأبد آمين عمانوئيل إلهنا وملكنا لك القوة والمجد والبركة والعزة إلى الأبد آمين يا ربي يسوع المسيح لك القوة والمجد والبركة والعزة
Our Father who art in heaven,
hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not to temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. In Christ Jesus our Lord, for thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen.
Psalmos to the Ba. Sveta.
Yeah.
وارحمنا واجعلنا مستحقين لسماع إنجيلك المقدس. فصل من بشارة الإنجيل لمعلمنا مارئ والإنجيل البشير التلميذ الطاهر، بركاته على جميعنا أمين. من مزامير داود النبي، بركاته علينا أمين. خلاصي ومجدي هما بإلهي، إله معونتي ورجائي هو بالله، لأنه هو إلهي ومخلصي ناصري فلا أتزعزع أبدا. هللويا. لا ترافع الله علينا وارحمنا واجعلنا مستحقين لسماع الإنجيل المقدس. فصل من بشارة الإنجيل لمعلمنا مارئ والإنجيل البشير، بركاته علينا أمين. فقال له واحد، يا رب أقليل هم الذين يخلصون؟ فأما هو فقال لهم، اجتهدوا أن تدخلوا من الباب الضيق، فإني أقول لكم إن كثيرين سيطلبون أن يدخلوا فلا يستطيعون. فإذا بلغ أن يقوم رب البيت ليغلق الباب، فتبدأون بأن تقفوا خارجا وتقرعون الباب قائلين، يا رب يا رب افتح لنا. فيجيبكم قائلا، إني لست أعرفكم من أين أنتم. حينئذ تبتدئون أن تقولوا، أكلنا قدامك وشربنا وعلمت في شوارعنا. فيقول لكم، إني لا أعرفكم من أين أنتم، اذهبوا عني يا جميع فاعلي الإثم. هناك يكون البكاء وصرير الأسنان إذا رأيتم إبراهيم وإسحاق ويعقوب وجميع الأنبياء في ملكوت الله وأنتم تطردون خارجا. وسيأتون من المشارق والمغارب والشمال والجنوب ويتكئون في ملكوت الله. فهو آخرون يكونون أولين، وأولون يكونون آخرين.
والمجد لله دائما.
إن فران تترياس.
إن موسيوس.
نبيض نامم شيرين.
نمبب نوم عثواب.
شيرين ماريا.
يتشرم بيثنسو
يتثميسينان
ام ابنوتي بيلوس.
The exposition of the first hour of the eve of Tuesday of Holy Bascha. May its holy blessings be with us all. Amen.
إن مخلصنا جعل مسيره إلى أورشليم مع خواصه. فقال له واحد من الجمع، يا رب قليلون هم الذين يخلصون؟ فدعا مخلصنا، فأجاب مخلصنا قائلا، احرصوا على الدخول من الباب الضيق لئلا تأتوا وتقرعوا الباب وتقولون يا رب يا رب افتح لنا. فيجيب هو من داخل قائلا لكم، إني ما أعرفكم أين أنتم، اذهبوا عني يا خارجا يا جميع فاعل الإثم. هناك يكون البقاء وصرير الأسنان معا. حين يكون كثيرون من الأمم يأتون من المشارق والمغارب ويتكئون في حضن إبراهيم وإسحاق ويعقوب في ملكوت السماوات. وأما أنتم فسيطردونكم خارجا وتتسلط عليكم آثامكم. فارجعوا عن طرقكم الرديئة لكي تمحى عنكم هفواتكم. المسيح مخلصنا جاء وتألم لكي بآلامه يخلصنا، فنمجده ونرفع اسمه.
المسيح مخلصنا جاء وتألم عنا لكي بآلامه يخلصنا، فلنمجده ونرفع اسمه لأنه صنع معنا رحمة كعظيم رحمته.
بخريستوس بن صوتي
أبي أبشي بمك
إن أخن فمك
أنت بصوتي أمون
مار أنت أقول
شيسيم بفرام
زافرون عيني ما
كتب فنشت الناي
إبو الخين ملاكي أزبي بروفيتيس ארא בפז מועסו ואיבשו ביני מנעמי נפגו אמו אבלי מי מפסאג'ה מבצ'ויסט איג'ן בישראל חן תג'יג' אם בפ אנגלוס וואו אינטי טריאסס וואב בנותי שיינן שיינן תניאני תירו אמי
بسم الله الاب والابن والروح القدس الله الواحد امين نبوات الساعة الثالثة من ليلة الثلاثاء من البصحة المقدسة بركاته علينا امين من ملاخ النبي بركاته المقدسة تكون معنا امين
A reading from Malachi the prophet may his holy blessings be with us amen The burden of the word of the Lord to Israel by the hand of his messenger Malachi Take it to heart, I have loved you, says the Lord. But you say, in what way have you loved us? Was not Esau the brother of Jacob, says the Lord? Yet Jacob I have loved, but Esau I have hated, and I have appointed his borders for destruction and made his heritage as dwellings of the wilderness. Because one will say, Edom has been destroyed, but let us return and rebuild the desolate places. Thus says the Lord, ruler of all, They may build, but I will throw down. They shall be called the territory of wickedness, and the people against whom the Lord has placed himself forever. Your eyes will see, and you will say, The Lord is magnified beyond the borders of Israel. A son honors his father, and a servant his master. If then I am the father, where is my honor? And if I am a master, where is the reverence due to me? Says the Lord Almighty, You priests are the ones who disparage my name, yet you say, In what way have you disparaged your name? Have we disparaged your name? You offered defiled bread on my altar, but you say, How have we defiled you? By saying the table of the Lord is contemptible, and the food placed upon it is contemptible. And when you offer the blind as a sacrifice, is that not evil? And when you offer the lame and sick, is that not evil? Offer it then to your ruler. See if he will accept it, if he will accept it favorably, says the Lord Almighty. Glory be to the Holy Trinity, our God, forever and to the ages of all ages.
Amen. Amen. من ليلة الثلاثاء من البصحة المقدسة بركاته علينا أمين اجعلنا مستحيل نقول بشكر يا أبانا الذي في السماوات
قدس اسمك لأتي ملكوتك تكن مشيئتك كما في السماء كذلك على الأرض خبزنا الذي الغد أعطينا اليوم واغفر لنا ذنوبنا نحن وعد المذنبين إلينا ولا تدخلنا في تجربة لكن نجينا من الشرير بالمسيح يسوع ربنا لأن لك الملك والقوة والمجد إلى الأبد أمين كيريا ليسون ثوك تاتي نمبيون نمبزمون نمبيا ماي شاينيا Emmanuel pennoti penoro thok tetigo nembio nembezmo nembiam shainea min basho isisos thok tetigo nembio nembezmo nembiam ay shainea mi
kiria leison thok tetigo nembio nembezmo nembiam ay shainea נאמין אמנואל בנותי בן אורו תוק תתיגום נמביאו נמבזמו נמביא המיישי נאמין בצ'וי סיסות ברסו תוק תתיגום נמביאו נמבזמו נמביא המיישי נאמין
קריאה לאיסון תוק תתיגום נמביאו נמבזמו נמביא המי Emmanuel benoti benoro thok tetigom nimbio nimbizmo nimbia mai Beshoi sisos bechristos thok tetigom nimbio nimbizmo nimbia mai Shaini amin
Kiria leison thok tetigom nimbio nimbizmo nimbia mai Shaini amin Emmanuel benoti benoro
Tok teti gom nem bio nem bezmon nem bia maisha neamim bechois isos beristos tok teti gom nem bio nem bezmon nem bia maisha neamim
kiria laison tok teti gom nem bio nem bezmon nem bia maisha neamim Emmanuel benoti benoro Tok teti gom nimbi o nimbiz mo nimbi amai Shaini amin bashoi sisos be Christos Tok teti gom nimbi o nimbiz mo nimbi amai Shaini amin
Kiriya leison tok teti gom nimbi o nimbiz mo nimbi amai Shaini Emmanuel ben noti ben oro Tok teti gom nimbi o Nembismon embia mai shaine amin bachoi sisos beristos Tok teti gom nembio nembismon embia mai shaine amin
Kiria laison tok teti gom nembio nembismon embia mai shaine amin Emmanuel benoti benoro Tok teti gom nembio nembismon embia mai Shaini amin bashoi sisos be Christos Tok teti gom nimbi o nimbiz mo nimbi amai Shaini amin
Kiria leison tok teti gom nimbi o nimbiz mo nimbi amai Shaini amin Emmanuel ben noti ben oro Tok teti gom nimbi o Nembis mo nembi amai shaini amin bachoi sisos beristos Tok teti gom nembi o nembis mo nembi amai shaini amin
Kiria laison tok teti gom nembi o nembis mo nembi amai shaini amin Emmanuel ben noti ben oro Tok teti gom nimbi o nimbiz mo nimbi amai Shaini amin bashoi sisos be Christos Tok teti gom nimbi o nimbiz mo nimbi amai Shaini amin
Kiria leison tok teti gom nimbi O unem bis monem biamai Shaini amin emmanu Il penoti ben oro Tok teti gom nem bi O unem bis monem biamai Shaini amin bachoi sisos be Christos Tok teti gom nembi o nembis mo nembi amai Shaini amin
Thine is the power, the glory, the blessing, the majesty, forever, amen. Emmanuel, our God and King, Thine is the power, the glory, the blessing, the majesty, forever, amen. My Lord Jesus Christ, the For the glory, the blessing, the majesty, forever. Amen.
Look البركة والعزة إلى الأبد آمين عمانوئيل إلهنا وملكنا لك القوة والمجد والبركة والعزة إلى الأبد آمين يا ربي يسوع المسيح لك القوة والمجد والبركة والعزة إلى
يا أبانا الذي في السماوات
ليتقدس اسمك ليأتي ملكوتك لتكن مشيئتك كما في السماء كذلك على الأرض خبزنا الآتي أعطينا اليوم واغفر لنا ذنوبنا كما نغفر نحن أيضا للمذنبين إلينا ولا تدخلنا في تجربة لكن نجينا من الشرير بالمسيح يسوع ربنا لنا لك الملك الكل
صلم استودع
me boy.
Κατάξιος είναι ημέρας της ακράσεως του Αγίου Ευαγγελίων, Κύριον και των Θεών ημών, εκατεύσομεν στο Θεόρθι, ακούσομεν το Άγιο Ευαγγέλιο.
Ο αναγνώσεις
Κύριε,
وبركاته على جميعنا امين. انظر واستجب لي يا ربي وإلهي، انر عيني لئلا انام في الموت، اما انا فعلى رحمتك توكلت، يبتهج قلبي بخلاصك. هللويا. ليترافى الله علينا ويرحمنا ويجعلنا مستحقين لسماع الإنجيل المقدس. فصل من بشارة الإنجيل لمعلمنا ماري لوقا البشير، بركاته على جميعنا امين. وفي ذلك اليوم جاء إليه قوم من الفريسيين وقالوا له: اخرج واذهب من هنا، فإن هيرودس يريد قتلك. فقال لهم: اذهبوا وقولوا لهذا الثعلب: انا اخرج الشياطين واتمم الشفاء اليوم وغدا، وفي اليوم الثالث اكمل، ولكني ينبغي لي ان اقيم اليوم وغدا وفي اليوم الاتي اذهب، لانه لا يهلك نبي خارجا عن اورشليم. يا اورشليم يا اورشليم، يا قاتله الانبياء وراجمه المرسلين اليها، كم من مره اردت ان اجمع بينك كما يجمع الطائر فراخه تحت جناحيه فلم تريدوا. هو ذا بيتكم يترك لكم خرابا، واني اقول لكم انكم لا ترونني من الان حتى تقولوا: مبارك الاتي باسم الرب. اشتم بفانجليونيث اوف،
والمجد لله دائما.
ان افران انت تريا
ان اموس ايو
ابيوت نيم افشيري
ان بابن افما اف اوف
شيرني ماري
يترم بأس نسر
سيئتس ميسينا
ام ابنوتي بلغوس.
طرح الساعة الثالثة من ليلة الأسبوع السامي البصحة المقدسة، بركاته علينا امين.
On this day some people came and told him the king Herod wants to kill him, saying, teacher, get out of here and leave this area, because this irreverent Herod wants to kill you. Jesus said to them, go and tell this wicked fox that I will heal many today and tomorrow, and in the coming days it is written that no prophet shall perish outside Jerusalem. O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, the one who kills the prophets and stones those that are sent to you, how often I wanted to gather your children together and you were not willing. Behold, your house will be desolate forever. For those who hear me, I say, from now on you shall not see me until you will all say in one voice, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Christ our Savior has come and has borne suffering,
that through his passion he may save us. Let us glorify him and exalt his name, for he has done his mercy according to his great mercy.
Christus ben soti
afi afshe bemka
in achinne bemka
in tef soti emmo
mar in ti oona
in echisi embefra
jiaferuna in ime
katabifneshtenna.
Evol chen osi ebi prophetis erebefes mois o apshobini manamin evgoem mos enzog dem pesrael empe eratimi owo yuza ember shechon egala galta owo ember shon te ehri epi etchen engos Oh, emperor, can me choice hon. Oh, ente trias is oa benoti. Shining em shining ente viene.
In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. The prophecies of the sixth hour of the eve of Tuesday of Holy Baschem, may its holy blessings be with us all, Amen. A reading from Hosea, the prophet, may its holy blessings be with us all, Amen.
But you, O Israel, be not ignorant, and do not go, men of Judah, to Gilgal, and do not go up to Beth Aven, nor swear by the living Lord. For Israel was maddened like a mad heifer. Now the Lord will feed them like a lamb in a wide place. Ephraim joined with idols has laid stumbling blocks on his own way. He has chosen the Canaanites. They have grievously gone a warring. They have loved dishonor through her rudeness. You are a blast of wind in her wings, and they shall be ashamed because of their altars. Hear these things, O priest, and attend. O house of Israel, listen, O house of the king, for judgment is with you, because you have been a snare in the Mazapai and a net spread on Tabor, which they that hunt the prey have fixed, but I will be your instructor. I know Ephraim and Israel is not far from me, for now Ephraim has gone grievously, a warring Israel is defiled. Their deliberations did not allow them to return to their God, for a spirit of fornication is then. They have not gotten to know the Lord. The arrogance of Israel shall be brought low before his face, and Israel and Ephraim shall become weak due to their wrongdoings, and Judah also shall become a weak with them. They shall go with sheep and calves diligently to seek the Lord, but they shall not find him, for he has withdrawn himself from them. For they have forsaken the Lord because strange children have been born to them. Now the rust shall devour them along with their heritage. Glory be to the Holy Trinity, our God, forever and to all the ages of ages. Amen.
The sixth hour of the eve of the Holy Baptist, blessed be with us all, Amen. Our Father who art in heaven.
Against us, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Kyrie eleison tok tatigom nembion besmonem biamaitai neamin manuel benoti benoro tok tatigom nembesmonem biamaitai neamin bechoisi sot versos tok tatigom Nambionum bismonum bea mai chai, neamin.
Elaison sok tetigom, nambionum bismonum bea mai chai, neamin emmanuel benno. Sok tetigom, nambionum bismonum bea mai chai, neamin pechoi si sos pecris. Sok tetigom nimbion embismonem bia mai shaine mi.
Ea leison sok tetigom nimbion embismonem bia mai shaine mi. Emmanuel ben noti ben oro. Sok tetigom nimbion embismonem bia mai shaine mi. Bechoisis os versos sok tetigom nimbion embismonem bia mai shaine. Amen.
Eleison sok tetigom nimbion embismonem bia mai shaine amen emmanuel ben noti ben o sok tetigom nimbion embismonem bi shaine amen bechoisi sos be Christos sok tetigom nimbion embismonem bi Shine me,
Eleison, talk setting gom, nambion, besmonem, bea mai, shine me, Emmanuel, ben noti, ben oro, talk setting gom, nambion, besmonem, bea mai, shine me, bechoisis, os versos, talk setting gom, Nambion Bismon Bia Mahishai Namin.
Ya Laison Sok Tatigom Nambion Bismon Bia Mahishai Namin Manu. Not even all Sok Tatigom Nambion Bismon Be a my shine, in per choice, sos pe Christo, sok te tigom, nem bion, nem pesmo, nem bi, shine, amin.
Be a leison, sok te tigom, nem bion, nem pesmo, nem bi, a my shine, amin, Emmanuel, ben noti, ben oro, sok te tigom, nem bion, nem pesmo, nem bi, a my shine. Nemin betoisi sos versos sok tetigom nembio onem besmonem bia maishai nemin
yeleison sok tetigom nembio onem besmonem bia maishai nemin emmanuel ben noti ben o sok tetigom nembio onem besmonem bia maishai Shai neamin pe choisi sos pe Christo Tok te digom nem bion nem besmon nem bia mai Shai neamin
Kirie leison tok te digom nem bion nem besmon nem bia mai Shai neamin Emmanuel ben noti ben oro Tok te digom nem bion nem besmon nem bia mai Shai Nemin betoisi sos versos tok tetigom nembion besmon bia mai shai nemin
yedeison tok tetigom nembion besmon bia mai shai nemin emmanu il benoti beno tok teti gom nembi o nembes mo nembi amai Shaine Bashun Bashoi Sisos Bechristos Tok Teti Gom Nembi O Nembes Mo Nembi Amai Shaine Amin
Thine is the power, the glory, the blessing, the majesty forever Emmanuel, our God and King, Thine is the power, the glory, the blessing, the majesty, forever. Amen. My Lord Jesus Christ, Thine is the power, the glory, the blessing, the majesty, forever.
والبركة والعزة إلى الأبد آمين عمانو وملكنا لك القوى والمجد والبركة والعزة إلى الأبد آمين يا ربي يسوع المسيح لك القوى والمجد والبركة والعزة إلى الأبد
in heaven.
Hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. In Christ Jesus our Lord, for thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Salmos to David, Pama,
ah. But take heed to yourselves, lest your hearts may be weighed down in, with carousing, drunkenness and cares of this life, and that your day, then that day come on you unexpectedly, for it will come as a snare on all those who dwell on the face of the whole earth. Watch therefore and pray always, that you may be counted worthy to escape all these things that will come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man. And in the daytime he was teaching in the temple, but at night he went out and stayed on the mountain called Olivet. Then early in the morning all the people came to him in the temple to hear him bow down before the holy gospel.
Glory be to God forever.
In Hebron and Tisrei, yes.
In Omosiyon.
Ef Yod Nem Ef Shiri.
Nem Bim Nem Ma'in.
The exposition of the sixth hour of the eve of Tuesday of Holy Vesper. May His blessings be with us all. Amen.
كمثل الطبيب المداوي كان المسيح إلهنا يداوي مجانا قائلا أن زيادة الأكل تثقل القلوب وتقطع القوة من الجسد، والاهتمام أيضا الدنياوي يجلب على الإنسان شرورا كثيرة ويحيد بالإنسان عن مخافة الله، فيختنقه الشرير ويبعده عن طريق الخلاص ومعرفة خلاص نفسه، ويوقعه في سلطان الموت مثل الفخ الذي يخطف الفريسة. اصهروا أنتم أيضا واصنعوا ثمرة تليق بالبر والتوبة، لكي تكونوا واقفين أمام الديان يسوع المخلص. وكان يعلم الجموع في الهيكل، وفي الليل كان يستريح، وكانت راحته في جبل الزيتون، وفي النهار كان يأتي إلى أورشليم، وكان جميع الشعب يبكرون إليه ليسمعوا تعاليمه المفعمة بخلاص صلاحا، والذين سمعوا كانوا يسبقون إلى ينبوعه ويشربون منه الماء الحلو، كما قال الكاتب الشاهد بمجيئه أنه الطعام الغير الفاسد المغذي لكل الذين يؤمنون به. المسيح
مخلصنا جاء وتألم عنا لكي بآلام يخلصنا،
فنمجده ونرفع اسمه لأنه صنع معنا رحمة كعظيم رحمته.
بخريستوس بن صوتي
عظيم سبم كار
إن أخن فم كار
أنت صوتي أمون
مار أنت أونا
فنسي سيم بفران
لأفر أونا إني
كطاب ابن الشناي
في ورخين أوسي بيبروفيتيس إيري بفيز موثواب شو بيني من أمين بقو إموس سيتين وثين ومسمي شو لنقو طاين تبون أريويني انتين انويني انتب اميم ووثو انت ترياثو بنوثي شاينين بشاينين تريري تروامين.
بسم الاب والابن والروح القدس الله الواحد امين. نبوات الساعة التاسعة من ليلة الثلاثاء من البصحة المقدسة بركته علينا امين. من هوشع النبي بركته المقدسة تكون معنا امين.
ازرعوا لأنفسكم برا
اجنوا ثمرة الحياة، استنيروا بنور المعرفة، واطلبوا الرب حتى يأتيكم ثمرة البر. لماذا سكتتم على النفاق الذي فيكم فحسبتم ظلمكم؟ أكلتم ثمرة الكذب لأنك توكلت على مركباتك وكثرة قوتك. يقوم هلاك في شعبك وتخرب جميع حصونك المسيجة كخراب بيت يربعام من أراخنة سليمان يوم الحرب. استحطمت الأمهات على البنين، هكذا أصنع بكم يا بيت إسرائيل أمامكم من قدام وجهي، لأن ظلمكم وشركم طرحت ملك إسرائيل خارجا، لأن إسرائيل صغير وأنا أحببته ودعوت ابنه وابني من مصر. فكما دعوتهم هكذا ذهبوا عن وجهي، فذبحوا للبعليم وبخروا للمنحوتات. مجدا للثالوث قدوس إلهنا إلى الأبد.
شوي سنيننا للويا خنفران مفيوتني مفشيرين بذنما يسواب ونوتين وتمين زوسة بطريكة أيوكا جبن مات كانين كايك استوثونا استوني أورون أمين تسبحات وصلوات الساعة التاسعة من ليلة الثلاثاء من البصرة المقدسة بركته علينا أمين. اجعلنا مستحقين نقول بشكر يا أبانا الذي في السماوات.
تقدس اسمك، ليأتي ملكوتك، لتكن مشيئتك كما في السماء كذلك على الأرض. خبزان الذي الغد أعطينا اليوم، واغفر لنا ذنوبنا كما نغفر نحن أيضا المذنبين إلينا، ولا تدخلنا في تجربة لكن نجينا من الشرير بالمسيح يسوع ربنا، لأن لك الملك والقوة والمجد إلى الأبد آمين. كيريا ليسون ثوك تاتيجو نمبيؤون بزمون بيا مايشا نيامين مانويل بنوتي بنور ثوك تاتيجوم نمبيؤون بزمون بيا مايشا نيامين باشويسي توز بخريستوس ثوك تاتيجوم نمبيؤون بزمون أمي شايني أمين
كريا ليسون ثوك تتيقوم نمفيو نمفزمو نمفي أمي شايني أمين إمانو إلبنو تيبنو رو ثوك تتيقوم نمفيو نمفزمو نمفي أمي شايني أمين باتشويس إيسوس بخريستوس توك تتي قوم نمفيو نمفزمو نمفي أماي شايني أمين
يا ليسون توك تتي قوم نمفيو نمفي أماي شايني أمين إمانويل بنوتي بنور توك تتي قوم نمفيو نمفزمو نمفي شايني أمين باشويسي توز بارستوس توك تاتيقوم نمبيو نمبيو ماي شايني أمين
يا ليسون توك تاتيقوم نمبيو نمبزمو نمبيو ماي شايني أمين إمانويل بنوتي بنورو توك تاتيقوم نمبيو نمبزمو نمبيو ماي شايني أمين باتشويس إيسوس بخريستوس توك تتيقوم نمفيو نمفزمو نمفي أماي شايني أمين
يا ليسون توك تتيقوم نمفيو نمفي أماي شايني أمين إمانويل بنورو ثوك تاتيقوم نمبيو نمبزمو نمبي ماي شايني أمين باشويسي سوز بارستوس ثوك تاتيقوم نمبيو نمبيو ماي شايني أمين
كريا ليسون ثوك تاتيقوم نمبيو نمبزمو نمبي ماي شايني أمين إمانويل بنوتي بنورو ثوك تاتيقوم نمبيو نمبزمو نمبي ماي شايني أمين باتشويسي سوس بخريستوس توك تتيقوم نمفيو نمفزمو نمفي أماي شايني أمين
يا ليسون توك تتيقوم نمفيو نمفزمو نمفي أماي شايني أمين إمانويل بنوتي بنورو توك تتيقوم نمفيو
monen bia mai shaine min besoisi sos veristos soktetigom nembio nembia mai shaine mi
eleison soktetigom nembio nempesmo nempia mai shaine mi nemmeno il pennoti penoro Toktetigom nempio nempismo nempia mai chaine amin bechois Isos bechristos Toktetigom nempio nempismo nempia mai chaine amin
Kyrie eleison toktetigom nempio Nembia mai shaine amin emmeno il pennoti penoro Soctetigom nembionem Nembia mai shaine amin besho Sisos veristos Soctetigom nembio Besmo nembia mai shaine amin
Eleison toktetigom nempio nempismo nempia mahi shaine amine mano il pennoti penoro Toktetigom nempio nempismo nempia mahi shaine amin pechois Isos Christos toktetigom nempio nempismo nempia mahi shaine amin
thine Where the glory, the blessing, the majesty, forever, Amen. Emmanuel, our God, King, thine is Power, the glory, the blessing, the majesty, forever, Amen. My Lord Jesus Christ, thine is the power, the glory, the blessing, the majesty, forever, Amen.
لك القوى والمجد والمجد بركة والعزة إلى الأبد آمين إمانوئيل إلهنا وملكنا لك القوى والمجد والبركة والعزة إلى الأبد آمين المسيح لك هو والمجد والبركة والعزة إلى الأبد آمين.
يا أبانا الذي في السماوات
تقدس اسمك ليأتي ملكوتك لتكن مشيئتك كما في السماء كذلك على الأرض خبزنا الذي للغد أعطينا اليوم واغفر لنا ذنوبنا كما نغفر نحن أيضا المذنبين إلينا ولا تدخلنا في تجربة لكن نجنا من الشرير بالمسيح يسوع ربنا لأن لك الملك والقوة والمجد إلى الأبد.
Salmos to David, Pshois Nagir Ni, Isoche Ni. and Psalm of David, may his blessing be with us all. Amen. The Lord scatters abroad the counsels of the nations, and he sets aside the reasoning of peoples, and he rejects the counsel of rulers. The counsel of the Lord abides forever, the thought of his heart from generation to generation. Alleluia. We beseech our Lord and God that we may be worthy to hear the holy and divine gospel. In wisdom let us attend to the holy gospel, a reading according to St. Luke. May his blessing be with us. Amen. And as he spoke, a certain Pharisee asked him to dine with him. So he went in and sat down to eat. When the Pharisee saw it, he marveled that he had not first wash before dinner. Then the Lord said to him, "Now you Pharisees make the outside of the cup and dish clean, but your inward part is full of greed and wickedness. Foolish ones, did not he who made the outside make the inside also? But rather give alms of such things as you have. Then indeed all things are clean to you. But woe to you Pharisees, for you teeth mints and rue and all manners of herbs, and pass by justice and the love of God. These you ought to have done without leaving the others undone. Woe to you Pharisees, for you love the best seats in the synagogues and greeting in the marketplaces. Woe to you scribes and Pharisees hypocrites, for you are like graves which are not seen, and the men who walk over them are not aware of them." Then one of the lawyers answered and said to him, "Teacher, by saying these things you reproach us also." And he said, "Woe to you also lawyers, for you load men with burdens hard to bear, and you yourselves do not touch the burdens with one of your fingers. Woe to you, for you build the tombs of the prophets, and your fathers killed them. In fact, you bear witness that you approve the deeds of your fathers, for they indeed killed them, and you build their tomb. Therefore, the wisdom of God also said, 'I will send them prophets and apostles, and some of them they will kill and persecute, that the blood of all prophets which was shed from the foundation of the world may be required of this generation, from the blood of Abel to the blood of Zechariah, who perished between the altar and the temple. Yes, I say to you, it shall be required of this generation.' Woe to you lawyers, for you have taken away the key of knowledge. You did not enter yourself, and those who were entering in you hinder, bowed down before the holy gospel."
Glory be to God forever.
In Evron and Tetereia.
In Omoteio.
If you would name Evshiri.
Nembem Neumaetho.
Sherene Maria,
Yicherom Bethne, so
Setas Missina,
Emevnoti Bilo.
صرح الساعة 9 من ليلة الثلاثاء من البصرة المقدسة بركاته علينا أمين.
Not only in our bodies, but also in our hearts. The Pharisees who invited Jesus to dinner was puzzled at him when he ate the bread without washing his hands. The omniscient teacher said to him, "You Pharisees cleanse the outside of the cup, but inside you are full of promiscuity, plunder, depredation, injustices. Give alms and just judgment to everything that will be clean unto you. Let us be kind to God's creation, thus we may purify ourselves, bodies and souls, of all the filth of sins."
Christ our Savior has come and has borne suffering, that through his passions he may save us.
Let us glorify him and exalt his name, for he has done us mercy according to his great mercy.
Be Christus ben soti,
avi av shebemka,
inachinevemka,
entev soti emmo,
Marinti ona,
Tenechisi embe fara,
Zia feruna, ayni men
ta befneshten nay
evol khan amos pirofitis erbefes mos ov shopin manamin ev koem mos koti en saib shoyes ov eretenon hopos entep Estem shopiem evritien u ekrome genepien Yusuf owo F-E-U-O-M Owo hennef shopien jefies nash etnof M-E-P-I-M besra'il Uo en kitrias S-O-E-P-N-O-T-I Shainenem shainentenienetiru amin
In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, amen. The prophecy of the 11th hour of the eve of Tuesday of Holy Blessing, may His blessings be with us all, amen. A reading from Amos the prophet, may His holy blessings be with us all, amen.
Seek the Lord and live, lest He break out like a fire in the house of Joseph and devour it, with no one to extinguish the fire for the house of Israel. The Lord is He who brings about justice on high and righteousness on the earth. He makes all things. He transforms the darkness into morning and makes the dark as day as and the day dark as night. He calls forth the waters of the sea and pours them out on the face of the earth. The Lord God Almighty is His name. He rains ruin upon the strong and brings misery upon the fortress. They hated Him who reproved the gates and abhorred the upright word. They tread upon the poor and take bribes from Him. They built houses of hewn stone, yet they shall not dwell in them. They planted pleasant vineyards, but they shall not drink wine from them. For I know your many transgressions and the enormity of your sins, devouring the righteous and taking away bribes, turning away the poor at the gate. Because of this, the prudent keep silent in this time, for it is an evil time. Seek good and not evil, so that you may live. Glory be to the Holy Trinity, our God, forever and for all ages. Amen.
Shoy sanayna haleluya khin vran meviot mebshirin bibn ma'at wa banot sinot amin. Zuk sabatri ke ayo ke agim na ma'at kanin ke ayin ke sotayon aston amin. The doxology of the 11th hour of the eve of Tuesday of Holy Beth, may His blessings be with us all. Amen. Our Father who art in heaven.
Hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. In Christ Jesus our Lord, for thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Kyrie eleison tok tetingom nembionem besmonem beamahishai neaminem manuel benoti benoro tok tetingom nembionem besmonem beamahishai Neamin bachoisis os versos toxatingom nembionem besmonem beamahishai neamin
Kyrie eleison toxatingom nembionem besmonem beamahishai neamin Emmanuel benoti benoro toxatingom nembionem besmonem beamahishai neamin bachoisis os versos Sokteti gom nembio nembismon nembia mai shaini amin.
Irelei son sokteti gom nembio nembismon nembia mai shaini amin. Manoi penuti penuru sokteti gom nembio. Pia mai shaini amin. Pashois Iisus Christos tokteti gom nempio nempismon nempia mai shaini amin.
Kyrie eleison tokteti gom nempio nempismon nempia mai shaini amin. Emmanuel benoti benoro tokteti gom. Nembio nembismon nempia mai shaini amin. Pashois Iisus Christos Sokteti gom nembio nembismon nembia ma shaini amin.
Eleison sokteti gom nembio nembismon nembia ma shaini amin. Emmanuel penuti penuro sokteti gom nembio nembismon nembia ma shaini amin. Pashois Iisus Christos sokteti gom nembio Smonem pia mai shaini amin.
Kyrie eleison tokteti gom nembio nembismonem pia mai shaini amin. Emmanuel benoti benoro tokteti gom نبيون بسمون بياما شايني من بشوي سيسوس بغرسوس صوك تاتي قوم نبيون بسمون بياما شايني أمين
إريا ليسون صوك تاتي قوم نبيون بسمون بياما شايني أمين مانويل فنوتي فنورو صوك تاتي قوم Morim piamai shayne amin tashoy si sos ferestos toik teti gom nem piorim pis morim piamai shayne amin.
Kiriye lei son sok teti gom nem piorim pis morim piamai shayne amin Emmanuel benoti benoro sok teti gom nem piorim pis morim piamai Shaini amin bashoi si sos behristos Sok teti gom nembi oi nembis mo nembi ama Shaini amin
Kiri elei son sok teti gom nembi oi nembis mo nembi ama Shaini amin Emmanuel fenuti fenuro Sok teti gom nembi oi nembis mo nembi ama Shaini amin bashoi si sos behristos Toik teti gom, nempi on, nempis mo, nempi amai, shayne amin.
Kirie leison, toik teti gom, nempi on, nempis mo, nempi amai, shayne amin, emmano, il benoti, Ben oro sok teti gom nembi o nembis mo nembi amai shaini amin bashoi si isos Bechresos sok teti gom nembi o nembis mo nembi amai shaine amin.
Thine is the power, the glory. The majesty forever, Amen. Emmanuel, our God and King, thine is the power, the glory, the blessing, the majesty. Forever, Amen. My Lord Jesus Christ, thine is the power, the glory, the blessing, the majesty.
لك القوة والمجد والبركة والعزة إلى الأبد آمين إمانوئيل إلهنا وملكنا لك القوة والمجد والبركة والعزة إلى الأبد آمين يا ربي يسوع المسيح لك القوة مجد والبركة
والعزة إلى الأبد
our Father who art in heaven.
Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those trespass against us. And lead us not temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. In Christ Jesus our Lord, for thine the kingdom, power, the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Salmostuda avin li ennehu
Amen.
Blessings be with us all. Amen.
You alone, O omniscient God, has the knowledge of everything before its being, the epochs, the years, the times, and the past generations. Listen to our Savior, who with his divine mouth proclaims, "But of that day and that hour no one knows, not even the angels in heavens, nor the Son, but only the Father knows it. Watch at all times, because you do not know when it shall be. Lest he makes a surprise visit and find you asleep, be careful and safeguard against hidden traps."
Christ our Savior has come and has borne suffering that through his passion he may save us. Let us glorify him and exalt his name, for he has done us mercy according to his great mercy.
Monday of the Holy Pascha week, and as we go through and follow our Lord every hour and every day through this week, we'll notice that the day of Monday focuses on two major events: the cursing of the fig tree and also the cleansing of the temple. And I think the cleansing of the temple is perhaps one of the most misunderstood actions of our Lord when we read through Scripture. It's a stumbling block to many people, because we look at it and we question how the Lord, when you say, did he lose his temper, and was he, really like this? Is this a sin that is counted against him? So many people stumble at this. And we ask ourselves many questions. Among them was the Lord's actions here. Were they simply to rebuke a few of the corrupt money changers and the merchants there? Or was he intending to cleanse the whole system, the whole temple system, sacrificial system? And if he does this cleansing of the sacrificial system in any way conflict with the law of the Old Testament? Because at the end of the day, God is the one who gave them the law to offer sacrifices and prescribed the manner to do so. So we'll discuss three main points this evening. One is, what did the Lord do in cleansing the temple? What did he say regarding the cleansing of the temple? And what does it all mean for us? The first one, what did the Lord do? We'll read from Mark chapter 11 from verse 15. He says, "Then Jesus went into the temple and began to drive out those who bought and sold in the temple, and overturned the tables of the money changers and the seats of those who sold doves. And he would not allow anyone to carry wares through the temple. Then he taught, saying to them, Is it not written, My house shall be called a house of prayer for all nations, but you have made it a den of thieves. Some scholars believe that this was the Lord's reaction to seeing something in the temple that was like a defilement to the temple. So he did this act. He overturned the tables and drove out the money changers. But did the Lord really want to... And then some people look at it and say, well, the Lord wanted to change the outward worship to the inward religion. You know, he wanted them to stop being showy and to focus on the inside. Actually, this idea was foreign to the early church fathers and was foreign to, of course, the first century Jews. This idea is a Protestant idea because it deals with, you know, the outward works versus the inward religion. This is an issue that came up only in the Protestant Reformation. If the first century Jews understood this way, what would it mean? It would basically mean to remove the sacrificial system, remove the offering of sacrifices. Because at the end of the day, God told them how to offer the sacrifices, right? And in this prescribed manner, in a way that was visible and seen and practiced by them. So, certainly this idea of cleansing, like, you know, the making this a pure religion by, you know, taking out the act of worship as prescribed in the Old Testament was not known to the first century Jews. So if it wasn't known to them, certainly this can't be the reason why the Lord did what he did. What happened, or what did they sell in the temple? What was being sold in the temple? If we look again at the first century Jews, what was being sold in the temple were the items that were needed to offer the sacrifices, right? The lamb and so on. All of these things were sold in the temple, and the doves and so on. These were sold because they were needed to offer sacrifice in the temple. So of course this is not something that's horribly wrong or bad. Actually, St. Augustine clearly says that the buying and selling of the temple was not wrong, but actually it was necessary for them to fulfill the law that was given to them. And if we think about it, the Jews had three major feasts where the people would pilgrim to Jerusalem, right? In these feasts, the people would spend the night there, come from far, because you couldn't offer sacrifices anywhere except the temple. So imagine if we were traveling, like if we were going to Disney World or wherever we want to go, and we had to carry with us a lamb in the car. And now we can put him in the car or in a truck. Imagine back then, you wouldn't put it on the donkey, right? You'd have to worry about taking it, feeding it, taking care of it, make sure it doesn't get hurt or devoured by any lion. So what would they do? They'd most likely sell it in their hometown and then go buy it again in the temple so they don't have to carry it with them, right? So this is something that was common at the time and was necessary. So what are the three possibilities of what the Lord's actions meant? The first one was the Lord Jesus was purposefully reacting against the sacrificial system. This was the first, you know, possibility. And there's a Jewish historian whose name was Josephus. He's Jewish, so he's not Christian. So he's writing basically from a Jewish perspective and as he sees what's happening at the time. And he says that the temple system was actually an asset, you know, to be had. If the government, for example, or the people who are leaders in the civil society could then gain the favor of the temple, then they gain the favor of the people, right? Because everything that the Jews did went through the temple. So they gained the favor, you know, of them. So it was like a political asset. So for them, for Christ to destroy this whole sacrificial system would be a big deal. And certainly this wasn't the Lord's intention to do so, because at the end of the day, God instituted this system. And if you remember, the Lord alluded to this in Matthew 5:17. He said, "Do not think that I come to destroy the law or the prophets, but I came to do what? To fulfill. But I came to fulfill the law." So he didn't come to destroy the old, but to fulfill it. To fulfill all of the prophecies and change the blood sacrifice to the sacrifice of his holy body and precious blood. This was the first possibility. The second possibility was that he reacted against the priesthood. Okay, if it wasn't the whole sacrificial system, maybe it was against the priests themselves, right? But if this was the case, then where would we expect the priest to be where their sacrifices are being offered? But actually the cleansing of the temple happened in the court of the Gentiles, which was the furthest part out of the temple. You know, the Holy of Holies was in the center, then the Holies, and then so on. And then the priests were close to the Holies, right? So if the Lord Christ wanted to rebuke the priest, he would go to where the priests are, right? In the outer court, or the court of the Gentiles, were the Gentiles, weren't the priests, right? So again, this idea of being against the priest perhaps is not correct either. The last symbol, and perhaps what is the case, is a symbol of destruction. A symbol of destruction. The court of the Gentiles at the time was about 400 square meters. So, very big. Maybe several football fields big, right? So, when it says that the Lord came and overturned some of the merchant tables and drove out the money changers, He did this in a localized area. He didn't go and do this throughout the whole temple. He did it in a localized area. In order for Him to do something like this, where to overturn all of the money changer tables in this big of an area, He would need like a mob or maybe an army. Several people doing this with Him. But we see only the Lord Himself was the only one who was doing this. And again, if this was the case, where He was going and overturning tables in this whole big court, do you think the temple guards would not have gotten involved? And this would have been an uprising. And certainly if there was an uprising, the Romans would have gotten involved as well. But we see actually after the Lord did this, He went into the temple and continued to preach, as if nothing happened, right? So it wasn't like as big of a scene as perhaps maybe the movies they were used to seeing, where it's like it's the whole temple. So what about this idea of enacting some kind of symbol? You know, the Lord Jesus is referred to as a prophet, king, and priest, right? The three offices that, you know, were anointed in the Old Testament fit the Lord Jesus. And often He referred to Himself, and He alluded that He was a prophet. And if we look in the Old Testament, we find many of the Old Testament prophets, they gave signs to the people by something they did. For example, Hosea. God wanted to tell the people that despite their rebellion against Him, He loves them and wants to be their bride. So we had Hosea come, go and marry a harlot, and although the harlot didn't want to marry him. Right? So to show the people. So there was a sign or a symbol that He enacted that did this. The same thing in Ezekiel chapter 4. He speaks about God commanded Ezekiel to take a clay tablet, and then this would be like the portrayal of their destruction, and he broke this tablet. The same thing in Jeremiah, where Jeremiah breaks the potter's flask in the presence of the people to symbolize that God will break the people in the city as one breaks the potter's vessel. So oftentimes the prophets enacted a sign that the people saw in front of them. So then, if that's the case, what was the symbol that the Lord wanted to show to the people at the time? One thing, of course, the main kind of phrase that we take from this incident is that, you've made the house of God a den of thieves. Where else does this occur? If we go back to Jeremiah chapter 7, we hear this, from 9 to 11. He says what? Will you steal, murder, commit adultery, swear falsely, burn incense to Baal, and walk after other gods whom you do not know, and then come and stand before me? Has this house, which is called by my name, become a den of thieves in your eyes? Behold, my anger and my fury will be poured out on this place. So you mix this with the overturning of tables. The sign is clearly here a destruction. A destruction. And he said this to recall their memory to what Jeremiah said, that you've made the house a den of thieves. So what is it that he came to destroy? Was it the sacrificial system? What do we say? Unlikely, no, right? Was it the priesthood? No, because he didn't do it where the priests were. So what was it? Perhaps it was the temple. The temple. And this is where it comes in what he said. What the Lord said. What the Lord said has to do with the destruction of the temple. In Matthew 24 verse 2 he says, Do you not see all these things? Assuredly I say to you, not one stone shall be left here upon another that shall not be thrown down. So he's speaking here about the temple, how there will be a destruction of the temple. And then he says in John chapter 2, in the beginning of his ministry, he says, destroy this temple and in 3 days I will raise it up. This is key, because it's not only a destruction, but a what? A restoration, right? I will raise it up. So there's a destruction of the temple and a raising of something else. So the symbol here is the destruction and the restoration of the temple. And why was it necessary that there's a destruction? To make way for the new. Like if I had a plot of land and the house was really old and I wanted to build something new, I would have to destroy the house, clear out the area, and then begin construction new. So why would the temple then be destroyed? What caused the Lord to say this upon the people at the time? This is revealed to us in Luke 19 from verse 43. He says, for the days will come upon you when your enemies will build an embankment around you, surround you and close you in on every side. He's actually prophesying about the destruction of Jerusalem in 70 AD, right? 40 years later. And level you and your children within you to the ground, and they will not leave you one stone upon another. Why does he say? Because you did not know the time of your visitation. Because the people did not know the time of their visitation, the temple was destroyed. So the destruction of the temple was the consequence that they didn't know the time of their visitation. And we said, if you tie this now with what happened before the cleansing of the temple and after, was the fig tree, the cursing of the fig tree, right? Christ cursed the fig tree in the morning, then he went in, he cleansed the temple, and then they came back and they saw that the fig tree had been withered away. If we put the two together, the Lord said about the fig tree, when he came back, he says that they found nothing but leaves, for it was not the season for figs. So it wasn't like it was the season for figs to come and this tree just didn't bear fruit. This, of course, was around the springtime, early spring, right? Figs usually they bear in like early summer and late fall, right? So it was out of season. So he's coming out of season and they found no fruit, but of course it had the leaves. So he came in an inappropriate time, or a time where the tree should not really bear fruit. If we say that this tree is Jerusalem, then he ought to have found love and acceptance from the people of Jerusalem when he came. Why? Because from the Old Testament all the way to when he came was preparation for him. All of the prophecies that were written in the Old Testament, and he fulfilled them in front of their eyes and did miracles that only God could do. Yet they didn't accept him. They didn't proclaim him as the Messiah. Right? So this was the day of their visitation, when the Messiah would come to them. And because they didn't accept him when he came, then the temple would be left to them desolate. The day of their visitation had come and passed. However, the Jews, when they saw the day of their visitation, when they saw their Messiah come, they didn't trust in him, but they trusted in their righteousness. They said, we don't need this man. He's a sinner. He's a wine bibber. He's drunk with wine. Right? He cast out demons by Beelzebub, the ruler of the demons. But what did they trust in? Their own righteousness. So they weren't ready on the day of their visitation, but they produced leaves of righteousness as if it was ready to bear fruit, but they were fruitless because they didn't accept him. The day of visitation, my beloved, can be something that can save and something that can judge. We saw the cleansing of the temple was a judgment, right? Because it was a sign of the destruction of the temple, right? And also, for those who accepted him, this was the day of salvation, the day that they've been waiting for, right? The disciples and those who followed him. The day, and that's why if you go through the readings of Monday, you'll find a lot of the readings, they have to do with God's warning and the end of time. So the message for us today is to repent and be ready. To repent and be ready for the day of our visitation. So the question that I pose to us tonight is, how will He find us on the day of our visitation? The day of our visitation. When either He will come to us or we will go to Him. This is the day of our visitation. Will He find us preoccupied? Remember the parable of the Great Supper? Where the Master threw a great supper and He told the servants to go out and invite people to come. So they went out and invited people, and then the first one said to them, I have bought a piece of ground and I must go and see. I have to go see it. Ask if you can have me excused. So he made an excuse because he bought a piece of land. Then he went to the next person and he said, come to the great feast. And he said, I bought 5 yoke of oxen and I'm going to test them. So I bought some animals, I'm going to test them in the field, see how they do. And he came to the third and said, come, the feast is ready. And they said, I have married a wife, therefore I cannot come. So it gives us 3 things that we can be preoccupied with to maybe miss the day of our visitation. Number one is business and career. I can be so involved in my business and career that I forget the day of visitation. There's no spiritual activity because I'm too busy doing things at work, or I'm too busy doing things in my career or my education. These things are great and we need them, but they shouldn't take from the ultimate prize, right? They shouldn't take from our eternal salvation. Our careers will die with us in the grave or after retirement. What will be taken with us will be what we do with our spirit, our relationship with Him, how we serve one another. We also could be distracted by possessions. These 5 yoke resemble our possessions. How many times have I wanted to pray, or wanted to read the Bible, and ended up playing video games longer than I expected? Or ended up staying chatting with friends or checking Facebook longer than I expected? Possessions can rob us of the time we spend with God. And therefore we may not be ready in the day of our visitation. Imagine if the Lord came in the second coming in the middle of a Fortnite game. And what are we going to say? I just had one more level, Lord. If you just waited one more, it doesn't matter. And lastly, the one who said, I've married a wife. These are the relationships. The relationships. Are the relationships that I have keeping me from being prepared for the day of my visitation? When He comes in the day of visitation, will He find me in the midst of hypocrisy? As the fig tree and as the Pharisees. Clearly an example today where they weren't ready when the Lord came. And I think it's important for us when we look at hypocrisy, it's important for us to look at ourselves and be honest with ourselves. We can't kid ourselves and we can't lie to ourselves. We have to be very honest with ourselves of who we really are. What are my motives? Right? Only then can we begin to grow. So I hope He doesn't come and find us in the midst of hypocrisy. I'm just taking the form of X, Y, and Z. But I'm not really that person. When He comes in the day of our visitation, will He find us unprepared? Tomorrow we'll hear the passage of the 10 virgins, 5 wise and 5 foolish. Right? The foolish virgins, they're all virgins, they all did good, great things. But some were ready and some weren't. Right? Are they going to find us prepared or unprepared? And lastly, when He comes in the day of our visitation, will He find us ready? Will He find us ready? How are we ready? Living the repentant life, the life of repentance, examining myself, enjoying the presence of God. When I hear somebody speaking about God, am I like, ah, here we go again? Or am I lending an ear? Am I interested? Am I interested in the kingdom of heaven or am I not? Again, we have to be honest with ourselves. And if I'm not interested, then it's our duty here on earth while we have the time to become interested. Right? Do I like the prayer and praise? Maybe I don't like it now. But this is our job here, is to learn to like it here. When it's not my thing. It's not anybody's thing if we really think about it. What makes us different than anybody, any of the saints, is that they took it serious. And the more you repeat something over and over again, the more you begin to develop a taste to it. Right? Including prayer, praise, and so on. So, how would the Lord find us in the day of our visitation? Something for us to think about this evening. So we said the cleansing of the temple wasn't against the sacrificial system, wasn't against the priesthood. It was perhaps a sign about the destruction of the temple because they weren't ready on the day of their visitation. Will we be ready on the day of our visitation? Or will we be preoccupied, caught in hypocrisy, or unprepared? Or will we be ready? I'm interested. I want to be with the Lord. To Him be the glory forever and ever. Amen. We ask and entreat You, O Lord God, the Father, the Pentecostor, the Holy, Only Begotten Son, who created and ordered all things, and the Holy Spirit, the Giver of life, the Holy Trinity, before whom every knee bows in heaven and on earth. We ask You, O Lord, to hear us and have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
For the heavenly peace and unity of all churches in the world, monasteries, and for those dwelling in and caring for all holy places, O God of compassion, on Your creation, deliver from all evil. We ask You, O Lord, to hear us and have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
O You who by Your power planned the life of man before his creation and created all that exists by Your wisdom and adorned the heavens with stars, the earth with plants, trees and vineyards and the valleys and with meadows and flowers, O our King, accept now the supplications of Your servants who place themselves in Your hands and say, we ask You, O Lord, to hear us and have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
O great and holy God, who created man in His image and likeness and gave him a living and reasoning soul, have mercy, O Lord, on Your creation which You have made. Show us compassion and send down upon us Your mercy from the height of Your holiness and Your prepared dwelling. We ask You, O Lord, to hear us and have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
O You who saved Your servant Noah the righteous and delivered him from the flood with his sons and their wives and also clean and unclean animals, for the sake of the earth's renewal, we ask You, O Lord, to hear us and have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
O Maker and Provider of all, deliver Your people from the flood of the sea of this passing world, and protect them and all animals from harm, and provide for the needs of the birds. For You give to all birds, animals, and ravens their sustenance. We ask You, O Lord, to hear us and have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
O You who were received as a guest by Your servant Abraham, the patriarch, and ate at His table and blessed His seed, O our King, accept now the supplications of Your servants and priests who place themselves in Your hands. Have compassion on the world and save Your people from every hardship. Abide in them and accompany them. We ask You, O Lord, to hear us and have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
We ask You, O Lord, to guard us from all evil, to have compassion on Your creation and all Your people, for the eyes of everyone wait upon You. For You give them their food in due season, O Sustainer of all flesh, the help of the helpless and the hope of the hopeless. We ask You, O Lord, to hear us and have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
O You who look to the humble with watchful eyes of protection, who saved Joseph from his master's wife and set him as a ruler over Egypt and spared him in the days of hardship, so that his brothers and father Jacob came and knelt before him and took from him wheat for the sustenance of their children and animals. We also bow our heads and kneel before You, O our Creator and Provider, and we thank You for everything, concerning everything, and in everything. We ask You, O Lord, to hear us and have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
O God, Logos of the Father, who works in the Law, the Prophets, and the Old Testament, and fulfills them, save Your people from every hardship. Manage their lives according to Your good will, and spare them from famine and calamities. We ask You, O Lord, to hear us and have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
mercy.
O you who supported the people of Israel 40 years in the desert of Sinai, though they had no houses or storehouses, O my Lord, keep now your people and bless their houses and storehouses with your heavenly blessings, we ask you, O Lord, to hear us and have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
O you who accepted the prayer of Elijah the Tishbite when the sky rained and the earth produced vegetation, and blessed the barrel of wheat and the vessel of oil in the widow's house, accept the prayers of your people through the intercession of your holy saints and prophets, we ask you, O Lord, to hear us and have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
O God, have compassion on the world with kind and merciful eyes. Bless their crop, their storehouse, and the little they may have. Raise the waters of the river according to their measure. Grant moderation to the winds. Bless the Nile of Egypt this year and every year. Give joy to the face of the earth and to us men. We ask you, O Lord, to hear us and have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
O you who accepted the repentance of the Ninevites when they fasted together and received the confession of the right-hand thief upon the cross, make us also worthy of pleasing you and receiving your compassion, crying and saying, remember us, O Lord, when you come into your kingdom, and receive from your servants their repentance, their confession, their fasting, and their offerings which are offered upon your holy altar as an acceptable incense, and have mercy on them, we ask you, O Lord, to hear us and have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
O you, the mighty provider, the chastiser, healer, and physician of our souls and bodies, who tested his servant Jacob and healed him of his calamities and recompensed him for his losses with more than what he had, have mercy on your people and save them from all calamities, tribulations, trials, and hardships. O upholder of those who trust in you, we ask you, O Lord, to hear us and have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
O Christ our God, Logos of the Father, who satisfied his pure disciples, washed their feet and made them leaders of the believers and a light for the faith, who by them satisfied hungry souls and taught them to pray, saying, Our Father who art in heaven, lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. We ask you, O Lord, to hear us and have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
O worker of wonders and miracles, who fed the thousands with 5 loaves, raised the dead, and blessed the wedding in Cana of Galilee. O Lord, bless now the bread, oil, plants, beehives, trades, products, and all works of your servants. We ask you, O Lord, to hear us and have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
O Lord, save your people and surround them on every side by the sign of your life-giving cross. Raise the state of Christians in all the world and fill the hearts of their rulers with kindness towards them. Soften their hearts towards our people and needy brethren, and keep every evil thing far from them. We ask you, O Lord, to hear us and have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
O you who entrusted us with your holy covenant, your body and blood present with us every day upon the altar, through the descending of your Holy Spirit on the bread and wine, and commanded us, saying, do this in remembrance of me. We ask you, O Lord, to hear us and have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
O Christ, our God, have mercy on your people and the successor of your apostles. Bless the fruit of the earth and give gladness to the heart of man. Through the abundance of fruits and blessings, we ask you, O Lord, to hear us and have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
O begotten of the Father, who was incarnate of the Blessed Virgin, Saint Mary, in the fullness of time, who said to his saintly disciples, go and make disciples of all the nations, and baptize them, teaching them all that I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Be also with your people who cry out to you, saying, we ask you, O Lord, to hear us and have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
O forgiver of sins and giver of all things, forgive the sins of your people, purify them from every blemish, and cleanse them from every deceit, and keep them from bearing false witness, and from all envy and slander, and uproot from their hearts every evil thought, murmuring, doubts, and hardness of heart arising from pride. We ask you, O Lord, to hear us and have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
You are the rampart of our salvation, O Mother of God, the invincible fortress. Bring to naught the counsels of the adversaries. Turn the mourning of your servants into joy. Defend our cities, fight for the Orthodox kings and leaders, and intercede for the peace of the world and the churches. We ask you, O Lord, to hear us and have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
O God of mercy and compassion, Lord of all comfort, do not be angry with us, nor rebuke us for our wicked deeds, nor for our many sins. Do not be wrathful with us, nor let your wrath endure forever. Hear us, O God of Jacob, and look on us, O God, our helper. Spare the world from death, scarcity, plagues, devastation, the sword of the enemies, earthquakes, horror, and all fearsome events. We ask you, O Lord, to hear us and have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
For the sake of our protection under your high and mighty hand, O God, we ask you to keep for us the life of our honored father and patriarch, Pope Abba Tawadros II, and his partner in the Apostolic Liturgy, our father, the Bishop Abba Yusuf, to confirm them on their thrones for many years in quiet and peaceful times. We ask you, O Lord, to hear us and have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
O Christ our God, we ask of your graciousness and your great mercy to keep for us the life of our fathers, the metropolitans, the bishops, and all the leaders of the flock. Confirm the sheep of your flock, grant protection to the priests, purity to the deacons, strength to the elders, understanding to the young, chastity to the virgins, asceticism to the monks, purity to the married, and protection for women. We ask you, O Lord, to hear us and have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Again we ask for the safe return of travelers, support for widows and orphans, abundance for the poor and those who are in debt. Pay their debts and forgive them. And those who are in prisons and distress, give them release. Heal the sick and repose the departed. We ask you, O Lord, to hear us and have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
O God of our holy fathers, do not forsake those whom you have created with your holy hand, you who manifested your love for mankind. O merciful one, accept from your mother an intercession on our behalf, and save, O Savior, a humble people. Do not leave us to the end, do not forsake us forever. For the sake of your holy name, do not break your covenants, nor take away from us your mercy. For the sake of Abraham, your beloved Isaac, your servant, and Jacob, your saint, we ask you, O Lord, to hear us and have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Evnoti nainan teshonai eronari onaini men chentek met oro.
Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison.
Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison.
Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison.
Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison.
ison kirya laiso
eboron titirini moinan entekirini simbinan entekirini kanin novinan evo
kirya laiso kirya laiso kirya laiso
kirya laiso kirya laiso kirya laiso
ore vol niga gente di ecclesia risofteros en eskem shaene
kirya laiso kirya laiso kirya laiso
kirya laiso kirya laiso kirya laiso
emmano il benoti genten miti tino kenevo ente beviot nem bebnem masua
kirya laiso kirya laiso kirya laiso
kirya laiso kirya laiso kirya laiso
entefes moero enteren entefobo ennene hit entefzare shunni shun entenen estikirem nen soma
kirya laiso kirya laiso kirya laiso
kirya laiso kirya laiso kirya laiso
nostem moko betresos nem bekioten agasos nem bebnev masuav diapaska ksoti emona mina lelo yazuk tabatri keyoke agyom nemati kenin keyi Kesosion asonion onamin tenoshe bolingo emoji obinchoy tisos bechres pieta vashpe besavrosi kekumchem satanas sabrasiten nenechala soti emono onainan kirya laison kirya laison kirya evlogison amin esmoero
May Jesus Christ, our true God, who through His own goodwill accepted sufferings and was crucified on the cross for our sakes, bless us with all spiritual blessings and support us and complete for us this holy Basra and bring forth upon us the joy of His holy resurrection for many years and peaceful times. Through the never-ending intercessions of the Holy Theotokos St. Mary and all the choirs of the angels and archangels, and through the prayers of the patriarchs, prophets, apostles, martyrs, righteous, holy ones, cross-bearers, ascetics, confessors and anchorites, and through the blessing of this holy Basra of our good Savior, may their holy blessings, their benediction, their power, their gifts, their love, and their help be with us all forever. Amen. Bechristos ben Nuti.
Amen. Ashovi.
Eboron siti hirini moinane tikirini simninane tikirini kananovi nanevo jethok tetigom nempione beesmo nempia mahishani amin. O Lord, make us worthy to pray thankfully, our Father who art in heaven.
Hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us an evil one. In Christ Jesus our Lord, thine the King, the power, the glory forever. Amen.
And now, love of God, the Father's grace, only begotten Son, our Lord, God and Savior, Jesus Christ, give fellowship and communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Go in peace, peace, O Lord, be with you all. Amen. God willing, tomorrow's morning's Breschas at 5:45 to 7, we pray the first and third. And then from 11 to 1, we'll pray, or 1:15, we'll pray the rest of the morning hours. And then again tomorrow evening, 6:30 to 9:30.